Grace train. The darkness of my aching soul, humanity profane. Why can't I forget my past where lonely thoughts remain? I hear the whistle in the wind. Forgiveness is at hand. Yet as the train goes rumbling by, I'm just too weak to stand. How can a God so beautiful forgive a wretch like me? I am but nothing in this world so far as I can see. Then a voice amid the clang of engines, brakes, and steel rises up above the noise and offers something real. Peace to you, my child, he says, and offers me his hand. And as I take it in my own, I find the strength to stand. I realize the car has stopped, an unexpected turn. Deep inside, I feel a hope I never thought I'd yearn. A warmth surrounds my body, a smile washes my face. And with a step of trust in him, I board the train of grace. Peace floods my broken, achy soul. Joy follows close beside. I hold on tight to his great hand. He says, enjoy the ride. I hear the engine start again. I feel his warm embrace and revel in the beauty of this endless train of grace.
Amen. Powerful stuff. That train of grace. Thank you, Beth. Appreciate that. When it came to our attention that the 75th anniversary was at hand, it seemed only fitting that our friend Steve Coleman have a part in that. And so I asked Steve if he would come and share with you one of the songs that has meant so much to me through the years. And it ties in with Psalm 103, where it says he remembers that we are dust. It ties into this whole concept of grace. It ties into the fact that Jesus cleans us up and he dusts us off and he puts us back on the right way. This church was established to help people who have lost the right way find it again. This church was founded in 1941 with that purpose in mind, to help the people of this part of Harris County know that there is hope when they've fallen down and they've gotten themselves dirty in life, that Jesus Christ will pick them up, he will dust them off, and he will put them back on the right path. And so I've asked Steve if he'd come with the guys and gals up here to share that with us. And they're going to do that now.
I think he was trying to tell me something.
I was.
Stepped on my volume pedal. It was 30 years for me. Heavenly Father, I come to you each day, hoping to honor your way. But so many times I stumble and fall, walking on that way. But Father, I give you immeasurable thanks. Lord Jesus, I worship your heavenly name, 'cause you picked me up and dust me off and put me on the right way, saying I am forgiven. I am forgiven. You love me enough to send your only Son to die in my place, and I have love. Father, I come to you each day, hoping to honor your name. But so many times I stumble and fall, walking on that way.
Father, I give you immeasurable thanks. Lord Jesus, I worship your heavenly name. 'Cause you picked me up, dust me off, put me on the right way, saying, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. You love me enough to send your only Son to die in my place. And I have love.
Lift it up, church.
I have I have love, and I know that no good thing you withhold from those who walk upright in your way.
Poem writing and Steve's lyrics, pretty talented bunch around here. Thank you for sharing that. We have been called by God from time immortality, since the church was established, to be a group of different people, but function together as one body. There are several places in the scripture that talk about that, maybe none more profound than Ephesians chapter 4. And so I've asked Logan Sorsby, if you would, to come and read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 for us. Logan, thank you for helping, buddy.
Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And one God, one and Father, who is over all and in all and living through all.
Let's stand again and sing praises to our God.
Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout. Thank you.
to die. I scarce can take it that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Above all kings, this is amazing grace.
done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is a failing love that you would take my place.
Here any time in the last 16 years, you've talked about the concept of shape. And shape has to do with the fact that we are all formed uniquely by our Heavenly Father. We all have different spiritual gifts. We all have different abilities. We all have different hearts and passions. We all have different experiences in our life. And those things make us unique as individuals. But if you put all those shapes together, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, that we become a functioning body of Christ. And so I've asked Andre Byers Jr. to come and read 1 Corinthians to us, chapter 12. Andre, you come. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you being here.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12-27. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, and some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. If the ear says, I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had the only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can never say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some of the parts of the body that seem to be the weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen. While the more honorable parts do not require this special care, so God has put the body together such that extra honor and care we are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it.
At this time, let me ask Taryn and Janet and Beth to come. This is a trio that formed years ago. Janet grew up here and was a member here for a long time. She's now serving the Lord. Are you still in Pearland, Janet? Are you? She's serving the Lord in Pearland now, and they're going to sing for us. Lost, but now I'm found.
cure.